you seem really comfortable on mic. It's like you just jump right into, like, the fight commentary. Any thoughts of, like, getting into commentary after your fighting career is over?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've done a little bit. I got a chance to go on ESPN. I actually commentated for the John Jones Gustafson fight. I'm just a fan of the sport. I have a passion for it. And, you know, so I definitely, when I'm done fighting, I'd like to, you know, pursue other interests in the sport.
As a fan of the sport, you're like a perfect person to play the game. So how do you think your fandom, your love of the sport kind of comes through in the game? Do you feel like it's an accurate portrayal of the game?
I think it's, they did an amazing job. The gameplay is, you know, it's super smooth, much more so than the previous versions. You're able to put together combinations. The way that they did the submissions is pretty cool. It's all around, I think it's a vast improvement from the previous versions.
What stands out the most for you in terms of gameplay? Like, what's your favorite thing to do in the game?
Probably what stands out most to me is the movement of the characters, the way they're able to slip punches, block punches, parry, and return counter. It's so true to life. It's amazing.
What games did you play growing up?
I played Street Fighter. Street Fighter is one of my favorite ones. That was actually one of the games that got me interested in martial arts. I wanted to be Guile when I grew up.
So no Sonic Booms in this game, though, unfortunately.
No. But you could do Showtime Pettis cage, you know, off the cage kicks. You could do spinning back elbows, spinning back fists. I mean, they got a lot of the cool stuff. There's no magic moves, but there's some spectacular stuff in there.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite person to play with in the game?
So far, you know, I like Anderson Silva. I lost twice out here, but I like Anderson Silva. Just the way that he moves, he parries, his defense, it's awesome.
Like 15, 20 years ago, it was kind of like an afterthought to see an Ultimate Fighting game, you know? How cool is it to kind of see yourself in a game in the sport that's every day getting more popular?
Yeah, well, when I was first getting into the sport, it was underground. Nobody knew what it was. It was, you know, just... Yeah, it was something that people knew about but wasn't popular at all in the mainstream. Now to stand here in the middle of Times Square playing a video game that EA, you know, put together, it's, you know, absolutely surreal.
All right, last question. Why do you think someone should pick up this game?
The game's true to life. I mean, not everybody's going to be able to step in the octagon, but you guys can do the next best thing. You know, pick up the game, get in there as your favorite characters, and do battle.